The following program is rated M for a mature audience. It contains coarse language.
Coming to you live from an uncorrupt corner of Midtown Sacramento, it's the Nate Darling Show with Diana Hong, Ted Sampson, and Christiana D. And now, ready to accept your bribes, here's Nate.
Hey, guess what, everybody?
What?
It's the 200 motherfucking show.
Oh, oh yeah.
Wait,
happy 200 motherfucking show.
200 episodes.
200.
Dang, like, yo.
Of the Nate Darling Show. Christiana not with us for this episode. Not her fault. She is still with the show. Don't be fooled by the fact that she's not actually here for this show. Or last week. She is, in fact, still with the show.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
She just
Laker.
She's biding her time.
Well, she had something else that she had to be attending to right now. So,
kind of a big deal, so.
Yeah,
she doesn't want to be overexposed.
Yeah, that's well, a little goes a long
her
way.
Her agent.
It's like Christiana, concentrate. Coming up on the show today: exploding whales.
Sorry.
Overmodulated microphones. No. Let me try that again. Exploding whales.
Ooh.
That sounded sexy, almost as sexy as my voice right now.
Rob Ford is at it again.
Oh, Rob.
Oh, yeah.
And breathe easier with porn.
Hear that, Chris? Diana, there's a solution to your
I
breathing
know,
problem.
This is, I'm pretty sure this is my allergy problem. Fucking porn's going to fix it. Fuck yeah.
It's going to fix everything.
Yay.
Because is there anything porn can't do?
No, literally nothing.
There you go.
Literally.
And figuratively as well. It's excited. 200 episodes of the show. Now, don't try and do the math about how long that is, because we switch from one show a week to two shows a week and all of that happy stuff. But know this, Ted.
Yes.
You and Christiana have been with the show for 2/3 of the shows.
Holy cow.
Because we expanded, actually. But it's roughly the same amount of time as the original grouping of hosts. Just a lot more shows.
All right.
Just a lot more Ted.
More Ted all the time. No.
So, it's very exciting. And we want to thank everybody. We had a great April with Amazon. So thank you, everybody who shopped Amazon through NateDarlingShow.com. If you haven't, it's simple to do. Go to the website again. That's NateDarlingShow.com. Click the Shop Amazon tab or any banner that says Amazon there. It does the same thing. It brings you right to the Amazon.com site. And then whatever you buy, we get a little bit of credit for it. And it does not cost you anything extra. It's the easiest way to support the show. And we do appreciate it. So thank you very much. And please continue with the good works.
Keep it up, y'all. I'm going to have to go on there and find a gift for my mom for Mother's Day.
Yeah, Mother's Day is coming up this Sunday.
I'm going to use my Prime. Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Using the Nate Darling Show. Oh,
absolutely.
App tab.
Mm-hmm.
So Amazon, here's the cool thing. We mentioned Amazon Prime. Amazon Prime also offers streaming video.
Which I've been using on my Xbox.
Wait, they offer streaming video?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
Like rental video? Like new shit that comes out or Netflix shit
there,
that comes out?
Well, there's both things. If you're a Prime member, there's a lot of stuff that's free that comes with your membership. But you can also like rent movies. So something that like just came out that's like on demand, you can rent it on Amazon. The cool thing about renting on Amazon, and you can still go through your computer and then it will show up on your device. An Amazon rental is, I believe, a full 48-hour rental, actually.
Mm.
So it's not like, oh, my God, I have to watch this in one sitting, or, oh, my God, I have to watch it tonight. It's a full and check before you do a thing. But I believe it's 48 hours from the time you rent it. You have that entire time to watch said movie or whatever it is you want. And for instance, I just bought the Roku stick.
Ooh.
The fuck?
It's a Roku stick. You know what Roku is, right?
Sounds like an anime character.
No, it's a streaming device.
Oh yeah, the Roku.
It's normally about the size of a hockey puck, 2 inches by 2 inches squared. But they have this new thing that's called the Roku stick, and basically it's just a little fob that plugs into your HDMI port on the back of your TV. And it has a little remote, like, I'm going to hold it up right now.
Oh, it's very little.
Here's the remote. And there's also an app that you can download to your phone to control it. And you can do Amazon, Netflix, the Hulu Plus. It's got, what else? Oh, you can rent from Blockbuster. It's even got...
Blockbuster's still a thing?
Online. Online it is. But this, it actually has buttons. So like, if I turn it on, I hit the Amazon button, it takes me right to my Amazon Prime stuff.
Oh, it's designed for the elderly.
it's new technology
is
for
that
the elderly.
Like, if you don't have like an Xbox or a Wii or something, yeah, or a PlayStation.
Yeah, and well, it takes a lot less power to run that than it does for me to like turn on my PS3.
It's green,
so you got to be. It's for lazier people.
No, it's efficient.
Yeah, older people.
It's older people. Yeah, probably.
It's incredibly efficient.
It's
but
cool.
What it,
I like it.
What it does that I couldn't get anywhere else is I can actually put Major League Soccer games because I got the MLS.
Yes,
because
us Americans love that. Oh, am I the only one here that judges you
on
guys?
On the TV, and it works better for my MLB online subscription.
Okay, tell me a sport that I'm interested in. Does it play golf? Can we hook up golf on that shit? Because I'm about to buy one and hook it up to my friend's TV.
No one cares about golf.
Okay, Nate, that wasn't the question. The question was, can I watch golf with that shit?
That is a question, actually. Oh.
There's your answer.
Oh.
I have no idea. Most golf's on network TV anyway.
No, it's fucking cable shit, dude. Like,
well, then no. It's probably not.
God.
They should have
soccer, but not golf? Really?
Yeah, because it was like $50 for the whole season. I get every MLS game for the season for $50.
Wow.
Yeah, it was a hell of a deal.
They should put WWE Network on that fob.
It is.
Oh, really?
It is.
That's cool. Did it help the streaming? Is it faster?
Is clean as a fucking whistle, Ted.
I was watching on my Xbox, and it wasn't so clean. It kept jumping.
That was so weird.
There was no jumping. Extreme Rules pay-per-view was Sunday.
Yeah, segue.
WWE.
I need to know why we're weird. Can we ask that?
Yeah, because you guys are like so like cute with your WWE shit.
That's not weird. That's awesome.
It is.
So weird.
It's boss.
It's like little boys in soap operas. Like, it's adorable.
Well, you obviously did not see the match between Evolution and The Shield.
That was not adorable.
It was not adorable at all.
It was awesome.
Yeah.
Seth Rollins flying off.
Oh, my God.
How high was he? 20 feet off the ground? That's crazy.
It was a huge bump.
That was awesome.
And let me tell you something. If you, I mean, first of all, WWE Network, let me just say this. $10 a month and you get the pay-per-views, that's a hell of a deal. And like Daniel Bryan hauling Kane back into the ring on a fucking forklift was worth 2 months subscription, just that. Because I've been watching wrestling a long time and I have never seen that shit. That was crazy. It was awesome.
Yeah.
They're cute.
Yeah. Aw. We like violence.
But yeah, on the Roku there was no hiccups with the WWE streaming. It was all clean. It was just like I was watching it on cable.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. So
it's cable but not cable. Because I'm invested like trying to figure out if I wanna like how do you spell RY?
R O K U.
Oh, that is some Asian shit.
Roku, it's Japanese, I imagine.
They are based in California.
But the name sounds Japanese to me.
Yeah, and the Roku stick is $50. So it's super cheap for what it does. The other Roku boxes are between 50 and $100. They've got different models. But
this one's fucking $85.
Yeah, the stick is $50. It's $49.99. And you can get it on Amazon through NateDarlingShow.com.
It's all coming together.
Yeah. So, Ted, what was your favorite part of the Extreme Rules pay-per-view?
My favorite part of the Extreme Rules pay-per-view, I think, was the 3-on-3 match between Evolution and The Shield. That was just a very solid match between some really game competitors, lots of high-risk moves. And I don't know. I like the energy they bring to the ring. It's a lot of fun to watch them fight.
The Extreme Rules pay-per-view as a whole reminded me of watching wrestling in the 90s.
Mm.
When it was the Attitude Era, just that whole thing. And I believe Paul Heyman said it best when he said, it's the one night a year that WWE gets it right. That's the first and last time I'll ever quote Paul Heyman. So
beautiful.
That was awesome. Like I said, the Kane Daniel Bryan match had a ton of great bumps in it too. Kane lit a table on fire. By the way, that was not gasoline because gasoline explodes, and there's no way they would let them do that.
Yeah,
that was kerosene or diesel fuel.
That was the first time I've ever seen someone on standby with a fire extinguisher when someone got slit on fire. Happened before?
Not like that. There were two dudes there with fire extinguishers, and here's what happened: Kane put a folding table out to put Daniel Bryan through it, and then he dumped a fluid on it, which I'm guessing was kerosene or diesel because it's not gasoline, and lit it on fire with with the same thing you would light a candle on candle with, which made it hilarious.
Extreme hilarious.
Extreme candle lighting. So he lit the thing on fire, and then he was going to throw Daniel Bryan through it, but then he ended up going through it himself. But they were so safety conscious now that there were two dudes with fire extinguishers ready and immediately just started blasting him with fire extinguishers to make sure that he didn't get burned.
Yeah.
So it was good to see that they had the safety in mind.
Well, plus, I was kind of surprised because I thought that, you know, usually I thought Extreme Rules, someone got opened up and really bloody, but not only got bloody in this. Not that I'm saying it's a shame it happened. I'm just kind of, right. Is it a switch? Are they getting less violent or what?
No, well, I think they've gone away from the whole open wound blood thing, which is probably a good thing.
Yeah, I think it is.
I mean, we haven't seen that in, you know, as the common thing for at least 10 or 15 years. Mm. I mean, it's here or there. Someone will catch something somewhere and they might get cut, but it doesn't happen like it used to.
I thought the pay-per-views is when they would let it happen, but I guess not even at pay-per-views, which is fine. Again, I'm not hungry for blood.
Yeah, if it didn't happen at Extreme Rules, it wouldn't happen. Now, the one thing we were talking about before the show started, they had a pre-show, which was available on WWE Network, which we both watched the pay-per-view on. And they had what used to be called midget wrestling.
What the fuck?
Midget wrestling.
That's what it used to be called.
Oh, God.
And the match was El Torito versus
I feel like it just got worse.
What is his name? I forget. Hornswoggle. That's
or Hornwoggle,
it.
Whatever they called him.
It was a Hornswoggle because
he used to be the Irish.
Yeah, he used to be an Irish leprechaun.
Oh,
he used to be an African leprechaun, and now he's just a dude.
He's just a dude.
He's just a regular dude who apparently went to a tattoo artist and said, just scribble some pointless shit all over my upper back.
Oh,
because his tattoos made no sense at all.
Yeah.
And they went above and beyond because they had many announcers to be like supposed copies of the regular announcers. Cause what was it? They had, because the main announcer is Michael Cole. So they had Micro Cole.
Yeah. J-W-E-L was it?
J-W-E-L instead of J-B-L. And they
is
had,
this like there? No one complained about this.
That's what I'm saying. I'm a little surprised.
No one complained about this.
It's like, oh, look, they're little midgets. Let's make fun. I don't know. They're actually real people. If maybe people aren't aware of this,
and
stuff.
They're actually really good wrestlers. If you've ever seen some of these guys, like Hornswoggle, has had matches in WWE. This would have been 3, 4, 5 years ago. Mm-hmm. I mean, really good matches. These guys are athletic. They're very good at what they do. If they're allowed to do what they do, and they kind of weren't.
Yeah.
They were kind of a punchline.
Exactly. That's why I was a little bothered by it.
But
just a little bothered. Oh, wait. No, I'm not trying to be
wow, Dad. Wow. Just a wee bit.
I was just a wee bit bothered by it. Mm. And they had the mini announcer table, too, which was lowered in front. It was...
And they had mini tables and mini chairs and mini ladders. It's like, okay, they're small. We get it. They're midgets. I'm sure they're thrilled. All right, sorry.
They're little people, Ted. Don't call them that.
Oh, sorry, little people.
That was the one point. WWE has come a long way toward cultural sensitivity, and they have an openly gay wrestler who has somehow disappeared, although he wasn't really over before.
Yeah.
You know, so they're reasonably progressive about stuff. Except when it comes to this.
You know what I thought was funny? They're also like, they're reviving the Cold War thing when Lana comes out and like, oh, yes. Vladimir Putin, my favorite leader in the world. Like, okay, guys, this is not the 80s.
No, but I think it's appropriate. I think it's appropriate to bring up Vladimir Putin.
I guess so,
especially
yeah.
when you've got a Russian wrestler who, by the way, looks very Samoan, as does his tattoo on his back.
Yeah, he's pretty scary.
I have not done the research on this guy, but they say Russian. He looks Samoan to me. And he has a very Polynesian looking tattoo on his back.
Yeah.
So not that matters because it's wrestling. It's all a show.
Wait, what?
It's all a show.
No, I'm just kidding. Okay.
So moving on. So moving Diana on. Can be part of the show.
Yeah. Fucking hell, you guys, you boys, and your fucking wrestling. Fucking
yeah.
Very rude and biased. What is that?
Listen, you bigoted? Have allergies, and we wanted to give you a little bit of a break so we could talk about
it. I think they got worse. Are my eyes open? Because I can't fucking see shit.
I'm going to skip the racist joke.
Ah.
I set it up for you. It's like volleyball. I like just fucking
nope.
set
nope.
it up. No, no, Spike.
No.
He missed it.
Nope.
He missed
I
it.
Am not going to play that game.
This is like, I feel like I'm super high. Like, I have like fucking allergy, but like, I'm so out of it right now. I told you this is going to be a bad idea.
Are you right. shooting Daquan? Sequel or something, or NyQuil or something.
I was doing lines of Claritin.
Oh no.
Now, you may remember this. Dove released whole thing about real beauty sketches.
Mm. I'm a forensic artist. Worked for the San Jose Police Department from 1995 to 2011.
I showed up to a place I'd never been, and there was a guy with a drafting board.
We couldn't see them. They couldn't see us.
Tell me about your hair.
I didn't know what he was doing, but then I could tell after several questions that he was drawing me.
Tell me about your chin.
It kind of protrudes a little bit, especially when I smile.
And then we skip ahead, and basically they met somebody in the outer hallway who was then asked to describe them, and then they show the two different drawings of the people.
Sadder, too. Mm-hmm. The second one looks more open, friendly, and happy.
Mm-hmm. I should be more grateful of my natural beauty. It impacts the choices and the friends that we make, the jobs we apply for, how we treat our children.
So you knew it was only a matter of time before some terrible, terrible comic or group of comics spoofed it. And they did.
I'm a forensic artist. I work at the Encino Police Department from 1998 to 2008.
Well, I came into this room, and there's this woman sitting there behind a drafting table.
She couldn't see us, and we couldn't see her.
She started asking us questions.
I want you to describe your balls.
I realized after a couple of questions, she was drawing me.
Tell me about yourself.
Now, visually, this looks exactly like the one with the women.
Rags.
The texture?
There's more freckles than there used to be.
Well, my mom always told me I had soggy balls.
What?
It's like a frog that died. Been in the sun for 2 or 3 days.
The older I've gotten, the more tired they've become.
Once I get a sketch, I say thank you very much, and they leave.
Oh, boy.
All I had been told before the sketch was to get friendly with this guy named Nathan.
Today I'm going to ask you some questions about a person you just met, and I'm going to ask you some general questions about their balls.
His balls were nice, round balls.
New wave.
The left one was cute. I'm going to show you something, okay?
And the reveal.
This is a sketch that you helped me create, and this is a sketch that someone described of you.
And the guys are, like, crying.
Nah.
Close-ups of their hands. They're just overcome with emotion and sketches of their balls.
Yeah, it's pretty emotional stuff.
It is.
Nah. Like those balls
are angry. They have no friends.
Nah.
These are alive and have hope.
I should be more grateful for my natural beauty.
Nah.
It affects my confidence, how I interact with the world, how I raise my kids. There's nothing more important than that, really.
Do you think your balls are more beautiful than you say?
Yeah.
I'm in tears. I don't know if it's from the commercial or from the allergies.
A little of both,
but I'm bawling right now. That was beautiful. I've never seen balls so. I don't see a lot of balls, so this is the bar was set differently. But that
me either. But okay.
Oh, me neither. I don't know. Balls.
Fucking Ted Ella chiming in like, God damn, my voice dropped like 2 octaves.
Ted, do you give a lot of thought to your balls?
Sometimes, yeah.
Texture? Do they look like dead frogs?
Not really. No.
Or should we ask Becca?
If you want to.
Yes. It's like, do you ever wonder, is my scrotum getting more generous? Is there more skin down there than there used to be? Anyway, so that happened.
Yeah. That commercial, I don't know how to feel about the Dove commercial. It's like, I get the message. That's kind of cute. And I mean, basically, they're just saying women have low self-esteem, but that's fine. But the ball thing, that was fucking hilarious.
So now, moving on, Pornhub.com gives America wood by planting a tree for every video watched in big dick category.
This is going to make my allergies worse. God damn it.
You're allergic to balls, too. A penis allergy?
That's right. An online porn site is giving America wood in the most literal sense of the word. Free adult entertainment site Pornhub has announced that it will plant a tree for every video watched in its big dick category. Sorry, I have not been accountable for any trees. The stunt promoted is being touted as a means by the website to support the environment and was launched on National Arbor Day. It was founded over 135 years ago. Arbor Day encourages tree planting. No shit. From the Pornhub site, while you're watching some nice piece of ash, you'll also be helping spruce America up. Get it? Puns. Go get wood. At the time that this article was published, the counter had listed more than 12,000 views, meaning the seeds for one hell of a lot of wood have been sown in the recent days. While there's no information yet as to where the trees will be planted or which organizations the site intends to work with, a spokesman for the firm told the Daily Dot it is currently considering one of three. It's not the first time Pornhub has attempted to show its charitable side. In 2012, it announced it would be donating a portion of its October revenue to a breast cancer charity. The porn site, which bills itself as the world's largest, announced it would donate 1 cent for every 30 views of its breast-related videos, specifically big tits and small tits clips, to the Susan G. Komen Foundation.
What about regular-sized breasts?
I don't know. They're more about extremes. So.
Yeah, like with the fine regular. Okay, this is not making anyone breathe easier. Fucking trees is what caused this shit.
Oh, no. Well, they filter out the bad things.
Trees do?
Yeah.
Well, Sacramento, we have plenty of shit. Why the fuck am I sounding like this?
All right, let's plant a tree, shall we? Let's just get on with it. Are we really
planting a tree?
Oh.
This video is titled "Big Dick for Pinky."
Ew.
There's a chick with pink hair.
Oh, Pinky.
Yeah.
Do you know her?
I don't know.
She's walking into a room with an African American gentleman.
I was gonna say, are there any like white biggies?
Sure. Like, probably. I don't know.
Are you being racist right now?
I think she is. Well, we know there's no Asians.
That was racist.
Let's be real now. this video itself has almost 10 million views, 9.8 million views. Pinky, she's African American. She's got a nice round booty. Now she's going to bend over and pull her thong out. There we see all of her naughty bits. She's rubbing him a little bit with her finger.
You guys, he's not kidding watching this shit.
She's got long pink nails.
It's for nature. He's doing it for nature.
I'm doing it for a tree.
I'm pretty sure if you just clicked on it and then exited out, it would have counted as a fucking view. We don't have to watch the fucking video.
Well, you don't have to either. You're over on the other side of the computer.
You hate trees. That's the problem here.
Yeah, I don't know.
Of course I hate. Did you say that's a boner?
I don't think I did.
Wow,
no.
I've never seen. Oh, holy crap.
What happened?
She is flexing her vagina like I have never seen.
What do you mean flexing a vagina?
She exposed the front part and she was like flexing it like her clit was doing push-ups.
Shut up.
I was crazy. I'm serious.
Not even kidding.
I kind of feel like I'm cheating if I do. But I mean, technically I'm single, so I can do whatever I want, but I feel dirty.
Do you want to come over and see this?
Yes and no.
Okay, well, if you want to come over and see this, then push the microphone over. Come over and see this for a second. Hold on. She has to wiggle her ass a little bit first.
Well, naturally.
Okay. Let me make this full screen for you. Part of her training. This is crazy. I've never seen anything like this in my life.
I'm not watching.
Why it has 10 million views?
It could be because they cut out the music too. Because watch this. This is crazy.
Holy shit!
Yeah, exactly.
Holy shit!
Yeah.
Wow. Now I'm kind of curious, but I'm still not going to watch
it. Okay, that's fine, Ted.
I don't watch porn. That's not a thing that I do. But if something
can
like
you do that? Can you
no,
do that?
Nate. If I knew how to do that, you think I'd be so fucking amazed? What kind of question was that?
I think before
you ask. Like, process of elimination, bro. Like, what the fuck?
I don't know. I was amazed by that. I'm just saying.
Me too. So, I mean, can you do that with your dick? Like, I don't know. Like,
well, I can flex if I have to, but I don't know about that. That's
if you
crazy.
Have to, if you're forced.
That is crazy. Okay, no one's actually seen that shit before. So, if you want to be, like, all Good Samaritan shit and you have to fucking plant a fucking tree, go watch that video because that shit was really crazy. I don't know if I would go near it if shit could do that. I don't know.
You're limiting your playing field, Diana.
It's true.
Well, I mean, I would be impressed if I could see that in person, but like, I wouldn't know what to do.
I was fully impressed seeing it on video. That was absolutely crazy.
Wow. That was insane.
Yeah.
And I don't watch porn. It's like for educational purposes now. Like it's like,
well, yeah.
That's an option.
Do you feel like I did an accurate job describing what was happening
there? He kind of did.
Okay.
But didn't. He wow. did. No, you did.
Okay.
They were like further apart than I pictured. Like I thought they were like getting at it. But no, you watched the whole early part. So I guess that's when that was the courtship part of it.
Well, no, she just walked into the room, was shaking around. I didn't get to the part. There was no big dick in anything I saw. Because he was just sitting there in pajama pants. We're planting a tree. So we've done good today.
Yay.
Fair enough. I was thinking, do you guys watch porn with people who you date?
No.
Porn for guys is sort of a solitary thing.
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
Because I dated this girl one time.
It's like meditation.
I dated this girl and she was like, yeah, because I don't watch porn, but I guess she does sometimes. And she was like, we should watch it together.
Aw.
And I was like, are you implying that I need to learn something?
No, it's to turn
I was
like,
kind of offended.
Right?
Yeah. Is that what
get you in the mood?
Mm-hmm.
Really? Because I feel like porn is like so cheesy and like cheap and like not like really. I guess I'm a hopeless romantic. Like I like the romance part of it. Like,
you don't like
I'm
wrestling. You don't like porn. What do you like? Natural.
I like to grappling? Make love, not fuck, Ted.
Okay. I'm sure there's a porn for that. Yeah, their taste.
Yeah, they've got something called like women centric porn.
Yeah,
or boring. Anyway,
a boring.
Moving on. Rob Ford, mayor of Toronto, has taken leave as recent drug videos have emerged. That's right, a second video of Toronto Mayor Rob Ford smoking what has been described as crack cocaine by a self professed drug dealer was secretly filmed in his sister's basement.
Oh God.
The clip was reviewed by two Globe and Mail reporters. That's the major newspaper in Toronto. Shows Mr. Ford taking a drag from a long copper-colored pipe, exhaling a cloud of smoke, and then frantically shaking his right hand.
What?
The footage is part of a package of three videos that the drug dealer says he surreptitiously shot around 1:15 a.m., which he says he's now selling for at least six figures.
Damn.
Well,
I want to tape everyone that does drugs around me now.
Oh,
just in case they get famous.
Well, there's that, or they could go into a drug-induced rage and kill you because you recorded them. Unless they smoke pot, in which case they're just falling asleep.
Yeah, but pot's not like the real shit. Like, I'm not going to get any money off of pot. Everyone does pot. I'm talking about, like, crack.
Yeah, Ted, everybody does pot.
I know.
You got a lot of friends doing crack around you? Is this what's going on?
No, my friends are classy. They do blow.
Oh, okay.
They got money.
Fancy.
And well, the footage comes to light weeks after Mr. Ford embarked on a re-election campaign styled on the importance of second chances and forgiving mistakes. Nearly a year ago, the mayor thrust himself into worldwide infamy when another drug dealer, Mohammed Syed, tried to sell another video of the mayor allegedly smoking crack to media outlets in Canada and the U.S. At the time, the mayor denied using the drug, only to later admit that he had smoked crack cocaine in, quote, a drunken stupor, and that he was not an addict.
Just an alcoholic.
Yeah, well, he's got some issues, but
yeah, he does.
That's not the end of it. Justin Bieber was at. Here's the weird thing: Rob Ford is a 40-something-year-old mayor of Toronto. Okay, he was at the same club as Justin Bieber.
He's a god.
Either way, basically on March 5th,
they try to shut me down.
March 15th. Ford allegedly rode a party bus, vomited in the club bathroom, and was insulted by Canada's second most famous citizen, Justin Bieber. The night reportedly began around 10 p.m. outside Toronto City Hall, where Ford met four men. All five took a taxi to Ford's home, which is 25 minutes outside of downtown Toronto. He then ordered a party bus to go back into the city to a club called Music with a Z. At Music, where the mayor is apparently a regular, the owner, whose name I will not pronounce because it's terrible and ends with ski, has reportedly told his staff that Ford's money is no good here. He and his crew sat in a private booth where they were waited on by three hostesses, all of whom had surrendered their cell phones to security. He's a baller. Not long after, Ford wandered into the club's common area and ran into Bieber. You know, a commoner, who was there partying with his own entourage. Now, according to The Star, which is a sort of the raggy newspaper in Toronto, Bieber jokingly asked Rob Ford, and I quote, "Did you bring any crack to smoke?"
Oh boy,
Beaver has some balls on him.
Ford, he also has some large bodyguards too on him. Rob Ford was furious, returned to his private booth, and reportedly proceeded to drink heavily throughout the night. Apparently, there were hurt feelings.
I would be hurt too if Beaver called me out.
People familiar with the activities over the next 5 hours, that includes at least two partygoers, a Canadian actress and a Bieber follower, tweeted that Ford and Bieber were there, but did not provide details. They say that Ford drank to excess and at one point went to a private washroom. That's Canadian for bathroom. He emerged 45 minutes later, 45 minutes in the bathroom, and was incoherent and rambling.
Why did they time him?
He reportedly said, "My wife and children hate me. I'm in over my head."
Aw, poor guy.
A cleaner at Music had to go into the bathroom and clean up vomit left after Ford exited. Two sources at the Star said that Ford returned to the table and kept drinking, staying at the club until 5 a.m.
He needs help.
5 a.m.
Clubs in Canada are open till 5?
Yeah, the big clubs in Toronto are, yeah.
Damn, I need to move to Canada.
That's so, really all the action.
That's all I got from that story, BT-dub, is Bieber and clubs are open till 5.
Oh. Well, that's pretty much all you need to know, I guess. So that's what's going on in Toronto.
Don't smoke crack in front of someone using a cell phone.
Well, yeah, if you're going to smoke.
Oh, yeah, that.
Well, but here's a tip. Don't
smoke crack at all.
Okay. Much like my rule about when you get your drive-through stuff to bring home, the fucking fries can wait in the bag until you get home. Don't smoke the crack in front of the dealer.
I don't think that's true.
Do not smoke the crack in front of the dealer.
What if you're smoking with the dealer because the dealer was hooking you up?
You can't trust a crack dealer. This is what you have to know. How do you not know? If a year ago you got burned by a video from the crack dealer, how can you then think, oh, well, this crack dealer won't burn me with a video?
Okay. Yeah.
You can't trust crack dealers.
There's some dealers you can trust. And I had a conversation with someone about this. You got to really watch your clientele and you got to watch your dealers. Like, there's some people you can trust. You cannot. There's some shady fucking dealers out there. Crack dealers are most likely the shadier the dealers. Meth dealers, all that shit, because they know who their clientele is. But, you know, like, pot dealers, some of them are cool if they're clean and, like, you know, blow. Usually they have a lot of money and they don't want to be caught with shit, too. So you got to really just pay attention to who you're hanging out with. Surround yourself with people that you want to surround yourself with.
You should write a guidebook how to choose your dealer.
Right. Tips on picking a dealer.
Maybe that should be. I'm gonna make a tweet about that. Yeah. Bitches preach.
I'm gonna go ahead and say don't trust a crack dealer because he's a crack dealer. I don't think you need to go further than that.
You have to watch what drugs they're selling.
What? I don't think they're necessarily trustworthy people. Just saying.
I think there's some dealers out there that really just. I met this one dealer where it was just like the most compassionate dealer I've ever met in my life. Just a really compassionate human being. And, like, wouldn't even sell to someone if it was, like, too big. If it was just, like, for one person. It was just like, no, dude, like, you might OD. That's not safe.
That's very kind of him.
Very, very kind. Very kind human being. So, like, you know, there's some out there, but obviously this person did not deal crack. That's what I'm saying.
This one dealer liked to destroy lives slowly.
Well, if you're a drug dealer, it's not really smart for your long-term business to out your clients like that. So this guy just, I don't know. He wasn't.
Exactly.
Six-figure
payday. Snitches get stitches.
Snitches.
Yeah, but
stitches.
If you're a dealer, you probably obviously aren't that great with money.
Yeah,
so
I don't know.
Six figures is probably going to last, I mean, what, a couple years?
It's Canadian money, too. How long
is
that
shit doesn't matter. That shit doesn't even count.
They act. Oh. We decide. Cool or tool.
We started rambling like we were on crack. Let's get to it. It's cool or tool. First up in cool or tool, balls. Ted, balls.
Balls are cool.
Diana?
No. Tool. I don't know. Even the pictures weren't even cute.
Balls are cool. Usually they're actually a little colder than body temperature, actually.
Right.
So both literally and figuratively cool. Up next in Cooler Tool, Pornhub.com.
Ah.
Diana.
I think it's cool that they're like donating. Weren't they like donating to breast cancer too? Like some of the problems. Yeah, cool. I'll give it to Pornhub. Cool.
Ted?
Yeah, no, Pornhub's cool.
Yeah, they are. It's free porn. Duh.
Yeah, come on.
Can't go wrong with that. And finally, I know how Diana's going to answer in this one. Up next in Cooler Tool, Bieber.
Oh, God.
Ted?
Uber Tool.
Diana?
Oh, my God. I love him so much. He's so cool. Holy shit. He's so cool.
He is such a dick.
Such a prick.
But I have to give it to him for having the balls.
I like his balls. His balls are cool.
The stones on this little fucker. To go to the mayor of Toronto in a club and go, Hey, dude, did you bring any crack to smoke?
The best part, the mayor fucking cries like a little bitch in the corner in his private booth. That was his reaction to it. That's the best part of it.
By the way, what else would you do with crack other than smoke it? I mean, I don't know, but I mean...
I don't know either.
Yeah.
I think you snort crack? It.
Oh, snort crack? Okay.
I think that's speed.
Could you make brownies out of it? No kidding.
I think that's hash
or pot.
Thanks for clarifying that.
That's drugs and drug stuff.
Because if you bake it, you might change the chemical balance of... Oh, okay. Not serious. Okay.
Science!
No, not really. But you could sprinkle it on your brownies like sugar.
Mm.
I don't know.
It won't taste I'm done. Good. Oh,
God. Diana's the expert on all things drug related.
Hey, speaking of things that are somewhat drug related, I would guess. You know Donald Sterling, the Clippers owner, who apparently
Former?
Doesn't care
the
dumbass? For... Doesn't apparently care for black people, at least... their pictures. His weird girlfriend, ex-girlfriend V. Stiviano, she's been out in public a lot in a full-faced reflective visor, apparently to get her so that paparazzi won't take her picture.
Like Boba Fett?
Yeah. Have you seen this thing?
No.
It's the weirdest. It looks
no
like,
one's going to notice me. Let right. me just wear a fucking visor that looks like the damn rainbow.
It is Boba Fett.
Yeah, it's
kind of.
Yeah, well, in China, you can get them for around $1, but on Amazon, through NateDarlingShow.com, you can get one for $29. It looks a little like a welder's shield.
It does.
That you would pull down like that. Or Daft Punk. I've heard people say Daft Punk. But this is the person who brought down an NBA owner. But, I don't know. And it's been said before, and I'll say it again. If you're 30 and you're dating or hanging out with someone who's 80, you're probably not doing it just because you like their company. Just saying.
Yeah, I thought that was just very clear from the get.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
I thought this was the funniest fucking post that I saw. One of the comics, oh my God, I'm gonna feel like such a dick for not remembering who this was. I want to say it was D. Tyler, but his status was, "These hoes ain't loyal, Todd Sterling." I thought it was the funniest thing ever. Because you guys know that Chris Brown song?
No, I'm sorry. Well, I'm not familiar with Chris Brown songs.
Oh, God. I should
have. Because he beats women.
Yeah, okay. I don't support him at all. I don't condone this. But the ties were so funny. Because I think it's Chris Brown. He has a song that's called, like, it's like, "These hoes ain't loyal." And then it just, like, repeats that over and over.
That sounds brilliant.
Sounds really smart. But I just thought it was fucking hilarious that it was like, ha, Todd Sterling is bumping Chris Brown.
Yeah. Chris Brown in jail, by the way.
Is he?
Yeah, he is.
Thank God. He needed to be. He's such a dude.
Yeah, except for that great song, right? Yeah.
No, I didn't even like that song. His music has sucked ever since he hit Rihanna.
He can dance.
Oh, he really can, though.
The carcasses of three blue whales, not named Rob Ford, those are the world's largest mammals, by the way, washed up on the western shores of the island of Newfoundland this past month. And now two towns with carcasses in their boundaries find themselves facing a huge predicament. How do you get rid of a decomposing whale before something bad happens? Like they explode.
That's the worst thing.
Because they do.
Gross.
That is the fear of some 600 residents of Trout River, where the 81-foot-long, 60-ton carcass is bloating on the waterfront as methane gas inside expands.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it is.
Beano, a lot of Beano.
It's true.
Put it in his mouth.
It's not sure where the heat and gases that are trapped inside of this mammal, but at some point they will explode. That's according to Emily Butler, Trout River's town clerk. Jack Lawson, a scientist with Canada's Department of Fisheries and Oceans, said a whale explosion is unlikely. He's more worried that someone could fall inside the decomposing beast.
Ew.
Not unless you're climbing on it.
Yeah, I don't. That's why would that be a concern? Like that should people shouldn't be. You know what? Never mind. That should be a concern.
Hey, everybody,
people are that fucking stupid.
Let's go climb on the whale, eh?
oh yeah.
He said the whale skin is starting to lose its integrity, and if someone were to walk along, say, the chin that is full of all that gas, they could fall inside the whale.
God, don't.
The insides will be liquefied. Retrieving them would be very difficult. I love that he used the term retrieving them.
Why don't they just fucking pop it?
Well, and that's what happens a lot of times. I've seen videos where someone's like, they're opening it like a can opener, and then it just like...
Ew.
Oh, yeah. It's nasty.
Really? Mm. Can I YouTube that?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Go ahead and YouTube.
So disgusting.
Exploding whale.
Oh, like this thing doesn't look like there's anything inside it right now. This whale that's going on right, like chilling right now?
I would go ahead and YouTube exploding whale.
I feel like I'm going to regret everything. everything that I do with you tonight.
Probably.
Looking up porn.
You're not the first woman to say that.
Aw.
It's happened before. Well, you'll never unsee what she did with her lady parts. That's all I'm going to say. But it was fantastic, was it not?
It was more like oh, that's interesting. I don't think
a Madison Heights man.
Yeah. Hold on. So while you're Googling the whales exploding, Shaquille O'Neal hurt feelings this week. We go now to the news to explain it to you.
Getting unwanted attention online from celebrities. Shaquille O'Neal is known as a jokester, but Jamel Binion wasn't laughing when he saw the former NBA star making fun of his appearance on Instagram. Fox 2's Randy Wimbley with that story.
Hardly any of us think twice when we post a selfie on Facebook, and neither did Jamel Binion. But once he did, he became the butt of jokes, and because the picture was online, thousands of people were laughing. We all, to some degree, know what it feels like to be different, but Jamel Binion knows that feeling better than most.
I was born with a rare disorder. It's called ectodermal dysplasia.
It keeps him from sweating, his hair from growing, and his teeth from fully forming.
Like, I've been getting teased since I was, like, yay tall. People will laugh at me, stare at me.
But a lifetime of bullying could not prepare Jamel for this.
People was coming to me. They was telling me, like, yo, you got a picture. Shaq posted a picture with you.
By the way, to all the people who went online, who went to him and said, hey, by the way, Shaq posted a hurtful picture of you, fuck all of you.
That's fucked up.
Fuck all of you.
You don't think he would have found out?
Well, he might have, but why are you the one who's running to him and go, hey, by the way, there's something really hurtful you need to see right now. I want to see the hurt in your eyes.
Maybe they wanted to warn him. Brace yourself, dude. You're going to get some
that's true.
From people. I don't know the context. Anyway, sorry. Go ahead.
Option, smile today. The unflattering pic on the Shaquille O'Neal Instagram account earned more than 14,000 likes and more than 400 comments.
Oh, it's kind of hurt. Y'all look up to him, you know, I watch Shaq play basketball his whole season, so I'm like, why he making fun of me when he's supposed to be this role model?
And on a social media account with former U of M standout Trey Burke's name on it, more of the same. He and Shaq weren't the only ones who seemed to score laughs at Jamel's expense. Atlanta rapper Waka Flocka Flame appeared.
By the way,
what?
Waka Flocka Flame.
Oh,
which, by the way, that's the first time that name has been uttered on a news broadcast. Waka Flocka Flame.
First to join in too.
Waka Flocka, he said, "This is my number one shooter." And he had his on Instagram, and there was like probably like 10,000 likes and 5,000 comments.
Despite the online abuse, Jamel is looking up.
I got a mind view, like, I can't let it get to me. Then I get hurt and depressed, so I just keep my mind high and positive.
And he wants to turn the mean-spirited gawking into an anti-bullying movement.
I'm starting like a whole little thing called Hug, Don't Judge. It's just rather than bully that person, you know, go up to them and show them that you differ from everybody else.
So we contacted Shaquille O'Neal via Twitter to find out if he or fans posted the picture. We also contacted the Utah Jazz, the team Trey Burke plays for, and Waka Flocka Flame's record label. No one responded.
No shit.
I'm really sad that Waka Flocka Flame did not take the opportunity. Follow up, Shaquille O'Neal, when he found out about the fact that this guy actually had a disability and wasn't just, you know, being goofy, he apologized.
Wow, that's fucked up. That is so fucked up. That's so fucked up. Like, one, do your research. Two, like, you shouldn't be doing that shit anyways. And, like, I think this is kind of... This is old. Like, okay, I watched this TED Talk. I love TED Talks. We had to talk about this.
Mm-hmm.
You don't like TED Talks.
I've never watched TED Talks, but I hate the way that people turn them into, like, Sermon on the Mount.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, TED Talks are like, oh my God, Jesus came back and he had some shit to say. It's on a TED Talk.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be like, you know what? I'm not interested.
I think they're fucking great. There's good ones. Like, there's a lot of cool ones where, like, where they, like, do technologies. And those are cool. But, like, the inspirational ones are great, too. And there's this girl, this fucker, like, I don't like people when they're just bad people, when they have ill hearted. I don't like bad hearts. Like, I don't think, like, there's bad intentions. There's things that come out wrong. But as long as the intent was good, that's okay. But if you just have bad intentions, I hope there's a hell for you to burn in. So this guy made a video clip of her. I think it was like 2 minutes long or something. No music, no words, nothing. Just a YouTube clip of her. It was like, this is the ugliest woman alive.
Oh, that's not okay.
You remember hearing this? Because she had a disease where she couldn't gain any weight.
Oh, no.
And like, so she was just super, super skinny. And like, so like people were like, you know, you're so ugly, you should die. Like all this shit. And like, I didn't even hear about this thing until like I saw this TED Talk. Like I didn't know that was a thing. I was just like, man, that's like a whole, like she did absolutely nothing. And she's such a funny, brilliant person. Like you hear the talk and you're just like, wow, she's like fucking, she's smart. She's really funny. She's great.
Yeah, I'd heard about that happening and I didn't see the TED Talk. But I heard about that happening. And I was like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Yeah.
Especially if you don't know someone.
Exactly. And then this
I mean,
is
if
the
you
same
know
thing.
Some, if you know somebody and I mean, even that's not okay. And I hear about stuff that happens. One of my friends told me something that one of her friends said to her. And when I heard what, I'm not even going to say what it was because it doesn't matter. But what was said pissed me off. And I went on for 10 minutes with her about how, and she was like, well, it's not really that big deal. I go, yeah, it is, because no one should ever say that to another person, especially not someone who is your friend.
Yeah, I agree. I don't think, I think bullying is, I mean, there's, I mean, I believe
and let's,
in
And let's drop
bit.
The whole bullying it's thing, because that's bullshit. That's bullshit.
I don't know what else to call it.
It's not. It's being a
dick, just
asshole.
Being an asshole. Okay, we can just call it being an asshole, because, yeah, I think it is being an asshole. Like, so what all these celebrities are doing, I mean, I hate to say this, but the celebrities that were listed off that did that Instagram thing, they weren't the smartest. Like, Shaq, he's obviously not the brightest. Well, the guy's name is Waka Flocka Flame. He's obviously not the smartest. But they're making fucking shit tons of money, and people look up to these fucking dumbasses. And what was their how did they get reprimanded? By a local news station doing something.
Yeah, I mean, it's a public opinion thing. It hurts your public image.
It barely put it.
Oh, nothing.
It did nothing to their public image.
No.
And I think it has to do with, like, you know, being, I hate to say this, but being men and being African-American, because I think their standards of hyper-masculinity is a little different. They're very higher. They're higher, in my opinion.
Maybe.
Of like, masculinity is higher and it's different. And, like, it's just a different culture and different, like, I think being a guy has a lot to do with it, too. Like, that's the main thing, like, I listed before, but being a guy...
I have a feeling women rip on each other on the internet all the time.
Women are meaner than men. Women tend to make it way more personal. This thing that I was talking about with my friend, I cannot even imagine a guy saying something this dickish to another guy. It was one of those. And again, I'm not going to go into the detail because it's not important. But it was something that you would say to somebody, and the more I thought about it, the angrier I got, because it was just awful. It really was.
I'm just pissed off that these celebrities
and what they were doing was taking a picture of what admittedly looks like, when you first look at the guy, he looks like the scary character from a weird 80s movie. He's got his teeth can't grow in properly. His hair is weird. He's got a very large forehead, and he's got an indentation where his eyes are. He's a very different looking person. And that's what their thing was based on. It wasn't like Jamel is a terrible person, or Jamel is this, or Jamel is that. It's like, look at this guy, huh? Look at this guy.
But that person is still a human being.
Absolutely.
And like that person, like, still doesn't, they don't know him either. Mm-hmm. And they just went out of his way. And like, there's another flip side. It's like, oh, well, he got famous because all these, like, that's not something you want to be famous for. I don't know. It pisses me off that no one's really like, these people don't get reprimanded for anything. Like, celebrities, once you have money, you don't get reprimanded for shit. And being athletes and rappers, I think you get a pass for being dickish, more dickish. They say some fucked up shit in their songs, and they say some fucked up shit in interviews, and they get passes for it. But if you go to another celebrity, like a female celebrity, like they get more shit for it, I think. But I mean, being a celebrity, you get a pass anyways. But I think like rappers in general are like expected. The standards are like not the same. And I wouldn't put Shaq in the rap category, but he's an athlete, and it's different.
Well, yeah, and he's also the partial owner of the Sacramento Kings.
Okay, well, I don't give a fuck about the Kings, so... Well,
I'm just telling you.
Put that out there. I think I lost a lot of fans because I did not communicate my thoughts properly, so I apologize if I sounded racist or classist or dickish at all. I just don't like people to ignore that shit. And I'm
not too Diana went full feminist. Summoned Helen Reddy. Because I've heard it all before, and I've been down there on the floor. And that's fine. Yeah, it sucked. It was a dick thing to do, and you know what? They did it without thinking.
Don't fucking think ever. Like, it's stupid.
That's the thing. They did not think, and I think there is a difference. Do you not agree? Someone who does something that hurts somebody, but they're doing it without thinking, as opposed to somebody who intentionally says something, knowing it's going to hurt someone.
Okay,
feelings.
Yes, I see the difference, but the thing that bothers me, after a certain fucking age, I think you should get your shit together and not do stupid shit like that. So after a certain age, I think the difference is not as significant anymore.
It's true. Shaq should know better.
The only thing I'd add is if you are following people like Shaquille O'Neal or whoever else and you see them do that, don't like it, don't share it, don't encourage that bullshit.
Yeah.
Just, you don't have to, you know, just don't give them a stage for that stuff.
Yeah. Good point, Ted.
Yeah.
Kudos. Hey, it's time for Florida Corner, where everything is terrible. I'd have music, but I got caught up in something else. Dateline Lee County, Florida, a sheriff's deputy has arrested 34-year-old Crystal Ream after she allegedly grabbed a security guard's genitals at Fort Rock at JetBlue Park. The guard told deputies that Ream was very intoxicated, shocker, and that he was trying to escort her out of the stage area when she began to throw herself to the ground. As he attempted to stop her, she allegedly grabbed him, refusing to let go. She refused to comply with deputies who arrived on the scene, so they deployed tasers twice, according to her arrest report. When that didn't subdue her, they pepper sprayed her and deployed a taser a third time.
She's like the Hulk or something.
Yeah, she was like the Hulk of testicles.
Hulk
she had
grab. Hulk squeeze.
Yeah.
Hulk twist.
I would love to be there while that guy described his testicles before and after she had hold of them. Good Lord.
Not cool.
Also in Florida, this is awesome. This is from Reddit. A series of photos went viral after a young man attempted to pose for a photo with a squirrel in Tampa. In the first photo, it appears the furry rodent was happy to oblige the young photographer. Quote, I approached it making a clicking noise with my tongue, phone drawn. He's told BuzzFeed, when I got close enough, the squirrel actually tried grabbing my phone. I shook it off and then snapped the photo. Then the animal went a little squirrely. Next thing I know, the squirrel was on my shoulder, then under my shirt, then hanging off my back.
What?
The second photo was snapped by the photographer's mother moments before she reportedly collapsed in laughter. It's often said that a picture is worth a thousand words, but looking at the mother's photo of the son running through the forest with an angry squirrel latched onto his back, you can almost hear him screaming. It was reminiscent of that scene in National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. When the squirrel is on Chevy Chase's back and he's running around. So anyway, it was hilarious. So that's Florida Corner. Sans music. Who needs music when you got that?
Fucking Florida Corner is just so fucking... I love Florida.
Oh, that's out on the street. I thought I was playing some music. I was like, what the hell is that? Oh, it's somebody cool revving their engine.
I can't hear. I don't know if it's the allergies that I just completely just like lost myself. Oh, hearing. Oh, God.
Can you hear yourself now?
Yeah, I couldn't hear you.
Oh, okay.
That
there
was
we
the
go.
Thing. I just, fuck it. I'm in a whole nother world.
Well, sometimes drugs are the answer and sometimes they're not.
Dude, I was joking about snorting that Claritin, but I should have. Fuck it.
Well, I have some allergy meds if you want some between shows. Here, we're almost done. Betty, who's a real life flight attendant, has had enough. she has chronicled the problems that she faces on airplanes. It's a new way of ambient zombies. And she says in their real lives, they're probably nice, normal people who just want to get a little sleep on an airplane. Then they choose to take an Ambien for the first time on a big metal tube hurtling through the sky after they throw back a couple of cocktails. The result? It's a horde of lumbering, slumbering zombie passengers wreaking havoc on the airplane. I buy this completely because I've been wondering, what the fuck is it with all of these people going nuts on airplanes?
I think it's the Ambien talking?
It is the Ambien talking.
Huh.
On a recent long-haul international night voyage, another flight attendant noticed something unusually pale in the aisle. She blinked before realizing it was a totally nude man from coach gunning straight for first class. She began to run after him and then hesitated. You never know what a stark naked man might do if you don't approach him the right way. What's he going to do? He's naked. Is he going to stab you with his boner?
Probably. That sounds just as bad.
Yeah, but if you're fully clothed, it's not going to get through.
Well, they're just, I don't like shit touching me in general.
Particularly penises.
Yeah. Upon closer,
I don't know if that's true or not.
Upon closer inspection.
Or balls. Sorry.
Said my coworker, heaved a sigh of relief. It was just an Ambien zombie. Here's what we've learned about them. The folks are sleeping, which means they think they're at home and safe in their beds. When they're home and safe in their beds, they think it's perfectly acceptable to take off all of their clothes. The flight attendant needed to move the naked and hairy man. She poked him with the tip of her finger, gently nudging him closer to the galley with every tap. When she retrieved his pants, she sternly commanded him, "Put on your clothes!" An hour later, when the lights came back up, he sheepishly shuffled back to the galley and said, "Did I do something weird last night?" Tired and unsure what to say, she didn't mince words. "You wandered around the plane butt naked," she replied. The passenger hung his head. He said, "I figured something was wrong when I woke up with my underwear in my hand."
Oh.
That's always a good sign that something went wrong.
Or very right.
Exactly.
Yeah. No, I don't know.
So
maybe.
So, yeah, basically... Pick either the alcohol or the Ambien, but don't do both.
I thought that was like a generic rule in general.
It should be, but apparently it's not. So people are just, you know, going out of their way.
Ambien scares me.
What about crack and Ambien? How's that for a combination?
Ooh.
So I'll ask our drug correspondent, Diana.
Well, based on what I know, I don't think it's a good idea.
Will they counteract each other?
Yeah, because okay. It's like up and downer. But then like... the thing is, I don't know if this guy was on meth or crack, but I think they gave him Ambien too, but he fucking saw zombies and shit. It was all bad. He just like started throwing up and they had to give him a fucking big ass shot of like, an anti-anxiety med. It was crazy. So don't mix them.
Don't
back
mix.
To you, Ted.
Oh, thank you, Diana.
We've learned a lot today, haven't we?
Yeah.
This has been a hell of a 200th show.
Wow.
Drugs and porn.
We've planted a tree.
And humiliating people.
That's true. We've done all of that. Shaq's not a good person is what we've learned.
I want to kick him in his balls.
Well, you may have to settle for headbutting. He's very tall.
Oh, shit, you're right.
If you jump, you can headbutt him in the balls.
I would punch, but I don't want to touch that with my hands.
Oh, you know what? He's probably the right height for you to, like, the speed bag, like the speed workout.
Oh, my God, Nate! Disgusting.
Boom. Yeah, all right, let's move on.
Don't let the big world overwhelm you. Let's get small. Small Town News.
Yeah, it's time for Small Town News. Let's dial it back a notch. Take a trip to Plattsburgh, New York, where the world moves a little bit more slowly. Headline, cattails, not cat-o-nine-tails.
Kinky. Wait, no, not kinky at all.
Not at all. Hey, thanks to all who responded to the old Saws column. Let's get this straight. Cattails are not cat-o-nine-tails. As kids, we use the terms interchangeably. I've seen cat-o-nine-tails in museums and used my vivid imagination to picture doing something bad enough to be flogged within an inch of my life, as my mother would say. She called me Peck's Bad Boy. I hope she would never use such a device on my bare back or bottom.
Peck's Bad Boy?
Mm-hmm.
It's like a really bad stripper name.
It does.
I'm Peck's Bad Boy. Check out my pecs.
A swat on my behind with her open hand was enough to send me into fits of wailing. Spare the rod and spoil the child, she would say, quoting scripture each time. In days of old, cat of nine tails inflicted real punishment on ships and prisons and elsewhere. Cattails are completely different, and I don't guess anyone was ever struck with one. That's not true. I've actually hit someone with a cattail, so there you go.
Kinky.
Not really.
No, not at all.
Oh.
It's like a little flower thing, isn't it?
Sort of.
Like a little weed?
Yeah, it is. In Messina Center, we often grabbed our pocket knives, made pointed tree branches, grabbed our Boy Scout mess kits, lard from my mom, salt, stick matches, and a tarp for shelter, and headed for the nearby woods. I don't know what you would do in the woods with all that stuff, but they apparently speared frogs and cooked their legs in lard.
Ah.
We ate wild leeks, caught fish, and feasted like kings.
Kings don't eat that shit.
We soaked cattails in kerosene and lit them for use as torches. These were often overnight forays and were always, well, almost always, fun in the marshy areas adjacent to the Grass River. One time, when it rained during the night, I trudged home, dragged by soaked blanket all the way. My mom, trying to teach me life's lessons, handed me a dry blanket and sent me back to camp, along with another one of her old saws, Never Give Up. She said, keep your nose to the grindstone. She said, this is a learning experience you'll never forget. And added, she added, and I never did. Call it stuff and nonsense, if you will, but that's what living the good life is all about. I never told her we skinny dipped among the cattails in the old quarry in water that was cold enough to send body parts into hocking.
Oh.
We learned early on that cattails are good to eat. My mother told us how to prepare and eat certain portions. I was visiting a medical facility recently for a blood draw when a man who identified himself as Sam Gordon came up to me and said, cattails.
What? So creepy.
He described how his ancestors in Vermont used cattails for cattails and lard for burns and cuts. Typhia latifolia, that's the scientific name. When they put Moses into the bulrushes, they were referring to cattails. Yeah, it goes back to your people, Ted. Native Americans used them for food and medicinal purposes. They claimed it was preventative when taking internally and ate just about every part except the seed head and the mature leaves. Now, you can make poultices from bruised and split cattail roots, as Sam Gordon said, and mix them with lard to put them on your injured skin. I also learned that if you burn the leaves, the ash can help to stop bleeding and wounds. Native Americans also burned the brown flower heads and said the smoke kept the black flies and mosquitoes at bay. Details of cattail use are common in books and folk medicine. Mixing the dry cattail fluff with lard made a kind of dressing for all kinds of cuts and burns. One writer called the cattails the supermarket of the wild. My mother told us we could eat the stems, and I remember them tasting something like cucumbers when you peeled and ate them raw. She also used them in salads along with dandelion leaves and such.
Oh my God. Is she done yet?
I never tried the flower spikes.
Why the fuck is this?
But I've been told that if you boil them, you can eat them like corn on the cob.
Why is this so?
Because there's a lot of space in this newspaper.
We're almost done. It's small town news. As for the cattail pollen, it's been used for centuries as a kind of flour containing lots of protein, and it's good for muffins. You can put it on your muffin. Other cattail
Wait, what is kinky? I'm sorry.
No, I just injected that.
Oh, you injected it, huh?
Yeah.
He injected the cat of nine tails.
Other cattail parts can be used as food, including the shoots near the base of the stalk. All of that and cattails help clear the shallow water where they grow. Nature's supermarket indeed. Have a great day, and please, drive carefully. Because Gordy Little was for many years a well-known radio personality in the North Country, now hosts Our Little Corner, the television program of the Hometown Cable. Anyone with comments may send them to the newspaper or to him at gordongay@aol.com.
Write shorter. That's my comment.
Yeah, that is, please. We don't stop.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it was something.
People must have had longer attention spans when he was writing for his audience.
Well, and what's really funny is... the whole idea of Cat O' Nine Tails, I know it's a little bit of a different time, but all you have to do is go to the Folsom Street Fair, and I'm sure there's people with Cat O' Nine Tails out there just having fun.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
So it's a little bit different.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's going to do it for the 200th episode of The Nate Darling Show.
Woo!
Cat Tails, bitches.
Oh, yeah.
Hell yeah.
And because it's my show, my name's on it, and I've had this weird bare naked ladies kick the past week or so, we're going to end with Bare Naked Ladies from their album that came out last year. The album is called Grinning Streak. This is Did I Say That Out Loud? Thanks for 200 episodes. Here's to 200 more. And we'll see you all on Friday with a new show. Bye-bye.
Bye.
They tell you not to plan too far, but I'm already miles ahead, and I intend to be wherever you are. Don't know what's got a hold of me. me, and it hits me. If I try to write about it, someone's gonna diss me. Miss me, miss me. Now we got a history. Is it such a mystery how I fell for you? How I fell for you. Anywhere you're gonna be, that's where I wanna be right now. Did I say that out loud? Put your hands up in the air, wave them like you care, and I'll be there. Anywhere you're gonna be, that's where I wanna be right now. Did I say that? You're not to kiss and tell. Oh well.